Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Friday, September 23rd, 2016. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell, and here are the headlines. Attorney General Levi Peter confirms long-anticipated Legal Professions Act will soon be tabled in Parliament. Bahamas corporate data leak prompts swift reaction, outrage in Europe. And Yahoo state hackers stole data from 500 million users. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. The details of these and more stories after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. In news this morning, Attorney General Levi Peter says he is optimistic that the long overdue Legal Professions Act will find its way into the country's statute books by the end of 2016. He says that act is the principal instrument by which the legal profession is regulated and has been outstanding for over 30 years. But Peter warned members of the Bar Association to ensure that he receives any further observations they may have in relation to this legislation as soon as possible, as he intends to proceed with or without further comments from the Bar Association.
A piece of legislation to which I refer, the Legal Profession Act, long overdue, and really one which I have said on previous occasions that I intend to ensure it's passed before the end of this year, 2016. And although the gate is closing very rapidly, 2016 still has enough time for that to happen. I can say that I am within the chamber of the Attorney General and within the government. Working towards that date still. And I am also encouraged that it has come to my attention that the Bar Association has convened a further meeting, which I understand is a final meeting, to invite and encourage members of the Bar to participate in reviewing and putting forward the comments of the Bar towards that bill. I take this opportunity to enforce or reinforce the entreaty of the Bar Association to the members of the Bar to engage with your Bar Association and to seek to ensure that the Chambers of the Attorney General and or the Attorney General receives any further comments and observations that the Bar has in respect to this piece of legislation.
Attorney General Levi Peter. In more news, this year officials of the Dominica Festivals Committee will be introducing a new feature to the World Creole Music Festival by making taxis readily available to patrons of the event. DFC consultant Val Coffey says the committee will be partnering with Combined Taxi Incorporated for the setting up of a taxi stand in the vicinity of Jay's Bookstore.
Jay's Bookstore be assigned as an area for, you know, after you're done at the festival, you want to get a special taxi to get to your hotel, to get to your home. You're hoping to work with the Combined Taxi Association to have some taxis be there so you can get a taxi to get back to your hotel.
And that was DFC consultant Val Coffey. Now, as the World Creole Music Festival swiftly approaches, marketing executive Leroy Wadiko Charles calls on Dominicans to embrace visitors to Dominica during the independence celebrations and specifically during the World Creole Music Festival celebrations. Wadix is of the view that leaving a positive and lasting impression on these visitors is a good marketing strategy to ensure that Dominica is promoted in a positive light abroad.
It's important the impression that we leave for our visitors, and if not returning Dominicans, is one that is lasting and one that can continue to sell Dominica. The festival is just one of the vehicles to selling Dominica to the world. Let us embrace our visitors. Let us show them excess amount of love. And most importantly, let's make them feel that this festival belongs to them. We own it, we produce it, but they are a part of it. We are a Creole people. And once again, the French, the Dutch, the Spanish, the English are all Creole. That's where people meet.
Executive or marketing executive Leroy Wadiko Charles. In more news this morning, President of the Association of Audio Music Professionals, McCarthy Marie, is urging persons within the music industry to join the association. Marie further urged radio stations to pay their licenses to allow artists to receive their performance and mechanical royalties here on island.
Ambition Association was formed since 2008, and its basic role is to help to professionalize the music industry. And the name, as you notice, says music professionals, doesn't say musicians or professional musicians. So the idea of ARM is that there are many roles and persons who occupy many roles in the music industry, and we like to get them all together because some of them don't know that they have a role in the industry, like the radio station sometimes think of themselves as being in conflict with the people who make the music or the records, but they're not. We supply the raw material which they broadcast and from which they make revenue. And without them as well, it's harder for us to reach the public who would buy our records.
And that was Association of Audio Music Professionals President McCarthy Marie. Now we have become an untidy people. In the spirit of Caribbean Wellness Month, talk show host Afi Mate called out Dominicans for being untidy, saying they have failed to manage their waste disposal habits. He says these practices are hazardous to health and well-being, a far cry from the various promotions on wellness throughout this month.
Caring for our place, caring for Dominica, is part of wellness. I know there are probably going to be cleanups, beach cleanups and river cleanups and so forth. But why do we have to have these occasional major cleanup events? Well, it's because we are nasty. We have become a nasty people. We throw containers all over the place. We throw plastic, we throw styrofoam, we throw waste of one kind or another, just anywhere. Even when there are bins put up, we don't throw it in the bin. We throw it in a ravine, we throw it on the side of the road, etc., etc. So we have become a nasty people. Nasty meaning we seem to want to live in filth. That's not paying attention to our wellness.
Talk show host Afi Mate. In more news, leader of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton, believes that the government of Dominica is angry because the UWP, along with Dominican citizens, are asking questions about the transparency and accountability of the Citizenship by Investment program. Linton argues that according to the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, the CBI program is expected to end at any time. Linton believes also it is not wise to place the revenue-earning capacity of Dominica on the sales of passports under the Citizenship by Investment program. Recently, the government announced in Parliament that no other sector can contribute financially the way the CBI program has, and to many stakeholders, the government now appears to be completely dependent on the CBI program to generate economic growth. Now, Chief Instructor Inspector Paul Laville says changes made over the years to the new police recruits training syllabus embraces global concerns. Speaking at the 32nd graduation ceremony of 39 new police officers at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium on Wednesday, he pointed to some of the changes globally. Crimes have become more sophisticated and complex, and as a result, the recruit syllabus had to undergo changes in order to deal with these changes, he stated. Laville said the syllabus and the police training school had been extended to include subjects such as sociology, psychology, human rights, and internal security, to name a few. He said a compact 6 month syllabus was developed and the course designed to provide police recruits with the necessary skills, knowledge, and competences required to discharge their functions as police officers. He said the course had other functions: to build their self-confidence and their ability to deal with the general public, to instill discipline and enhance their standard of physical fitness, to provide a strong understanding of the role of the police in our society, and to mold recruits into a cohesive group and instill in them the quality of character and values necessary for good police work, he explained. He said the aim and objective of the course was to produce confidence, efficient, professional police officers who will deliver effective and quality service to the public. Inspector Laville also noted, in order to equip those 39 recruits before you today with the required skills, knowledge, and competences, the course covered a wide range of police and other related subjects. It was delivered by way of tutorials, group work, problem-solving exercises, role play, scenarios, discussions, demonstrations, and practices. In more news in the region, the European Commission is considering action against a former top official following revelations of an undeclared link to an offshore company in the Bahamas. The Commission's announcement is among a number of global reactions to the Bahamas leaks, the latest massive leak of corporate data by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, or JCU, Suduch Zutung and media partners, that reveals new details about politicians, fraudsters, and corporate giants. Neelie Kroes, a former Dutch minister and Europe's former commissioner for competition, was a director of Mint Holdings Limited, a company that entered ultimately unsuccessful negotiations for a $6 billion deal with energy giant Enron. Crowe's involvement with the Bahamas registered Mint Holdings was not previously known. After receiving questions from ICIJ partners, Crowe's admitted she had not disclosed her directorship to authorities and reported her mistake to the European Commission's president, Jean-Claude Juncker. The European Commission said on Thursday it was looking into whether to take action against the former EU commissioner. And Yahoo says state-sponsored hackers stole information from about 500 million users in what appears to be the largest publicly disclosed cyber breach in history. The breach included swathes of personal information, including names and emails, as well as unencrypted security questions and answers. The hack took place in 2014, but has only now been made public, and the FBI has confirmed it is investigating the claims. The data taken includes names, email addresses, telephone numbers, dates of birth, and encrypted passwords, but not credit card data, Yahoo stated. The company said the information was stolen by what we believe is a state-sponsored actor, but did not say which country it held responsible. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Attorney General Levi Peter confirms long-anticipated Legal Professions Act will soon be tabled in Parliament. Bahamas corporate data leak prompts swift reaction, outrage in Europe. And Yahoo state hackers stole data from 500 million users. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. If you've missed any of our news packages, you can log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com to view the stories, or you can click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, you can send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a very pleasant morning.